The games inject life into the regional economy in the dead of winter, drawing thousands of athletes and spectators to Wausau and several other communities in central Wisconsin. Rothschild Village President Neil Torney says organizers made some big changes after weather-related problems last year.
It was miserably cold, the wind was blowing, and at the last minute, the Holiday Inn stepped up to the plate and allowed the Winter Games opening ceremony to be moved into their ballroom.
So this year, the opening ceremonies have been replaced by a winter festival Saturday evening at the Rothschild Pavilion. Torney is enthusiastic after spending the morning outside stacking several truckloads of wood.
It's going to be wonderful. We've got room here for the big bonfire outside. We'll be having fireworks out over the lake.
And music, hot air balloons, and carriage rides. Torney is also taking steps to keep the crowds comfortable, since the remodeled pavilion does not have a working furnace.
We are putting some temporary heat in this old building, so it should be relatively comfortable. We'll have the fireplace blazing away.
Hosting the games is another success story for the pavilion, a 100-year-old piece of regional history which almost fell to the wrecking ball. The building was reopened just 6 months ago after being saved by volunteer efforts. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.